Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Modern Workplace Hacks Podcast. My name's Tom Freer, and in today's episode, as we've been promising for a while now, we have a special guest. We have Melissa Voss joining us, and she is from Fuseworks. Melissa has a really cool story around how she established this business, solving a very specific problem for her accounting firm, which has now driven her into this software development sphere, solving problems for accountants. This is a really cool platform, and Melissa knows and loves this stuff, and you'll get a lot of value out of it, particularly for the accountants out there who are looking to better utilize time in their practice. Listen in, this is a good one.
Welcome to another Modern Workplace Hacks with Tom and Josh, and we have a special guest today, which we've been excited about.
Promising guests for weeks.
Weeks, it has been. Yeah, we've been, you're not going to have to put up Tom and I today, someone that maybe knows a little more about accounting and workflows and all that fun stuff, so we're really excited. Melissa Voss is on the show today. Thanks for coming on, Melissa.
Hi, you're welcome.
So Melissa's got an interesting story, actually. I had the honor of talking to her a couple of weeks ago, and I sort of, after speaking to her on the phone, thought she's got to come on our show and share some of her insights. 25 years in the accounting practice industry, and has created a wonderful piece of technology. Software probably more than the technology, and love for Melissa to probably share a bit more about it. The company's called Fuseworks, and Melissa, tell us a bit about your history.
Thank you firstly for having me on the show. This is very exciting. I've had the chance to do a couple of podcasts in the last year, and this is something that we've never ever done before because COVID's obviously impacted the way we are communicating with our clients now.
Yeah.
And did my first ever Facebook Live.
Oh, nice.
So that was pretty exciting as well.
Kids
thought I was pretty cool.
Well, my daughter tried to get me on TikTok.
Yeah.
She's been at me.
What's the new one? TikTok.
Thanks for having me on the show. So Josh alluded to the fact that I've been around in accounting for about 25 years. I started when I was 3.
Yes, that's true. That's true. We don't have video, joke. Guys. That's
all right. We don't have video, but we're looking really good here.
That's deliberate, Tom and I.
Very good. To give a bit of background about me, I am a chartered accountant, have been in public practice in an accounting firm based in Brisbane for quite a number of years, and have done many, many roles in our practice. So I am an equity holder in the accounting practice. I started in an admin capacity and I guess worked my way through studying 6 years at uni, doing my chartered accounting over 2 years, and learning the ropes of an accounting business. From there, it morphed into me as in my sort of junior accounting days, management in accounting, and then running a practice and all the practice workflows that comes from managing a practice. I have probably done every aspect of running an accounting business and doing an accounting role, from making the coffees to talking to clients and running the workflow of the business. So yeah, lots of breadth of experience in public practice accounting. Probably fast forward to about 7 years ago, we as a practice had some frustrations. And look, you know, every practice does have some level of frustration in terms of technology and the process that you follow. But probably what we found over the time was that the technology we were using in our business had some gaps in it. And look, all technology, you know, you can't have one thing that does everything. So we decided that there must be a better way to do things. And you know, our motto was always, oh, there has to be a smarter way. We have a big chart up on the board so we can nominate things that we were getting frustrated by and look for solutions. But we We toyed with the idea of, you know, trying to fill gaps through technology, went looking, couldn't find anything. And the biggest frustration for us as an accounting practice, which led us to our first sort of development of technology, was around document collation. So in an accounting practice, and us similar to most, have a process around compliance tasks, and the nature of accounting is very compliance-based. So there's lots of paperwork, there's lots of engagement with clients, there's lots of signing documents, and there's lots of just the workflow in terms of getting a job through the funnel, call it the factory or the back office, to actually getting it out to the client and having them sign off and engage with those documents that you have to do. And this is let alone, you don't even have time then for any of the proactive stuff. So we were trying to free up our day-to-day, repetitive, clunky, boring collation processes. And a business partner of mine, Scott Barber, comes with a software engineering background, and he worked alongside us in the accounting business, and he had obviously the skills and the drive to turn our frustration into some software that we then used internally in our practice. And over the last 7 years, we've taken that to another level and have been engaging with other accounting and financial planning firms to implement our technology into their practices to help them with their pain points. So the hat I have is an accounting hat in a technology business now, which 100% of my time is in, and it's really just trying to connect the dots with accountants that if you're frustrated by some processes, that there are some technology elements that can help with that, and just making sure that they're educated and can see the value of why we've done what we've done. That's a very lengthy introduction. Any questions you have. But, really, we started with a pain point. We fixed it. We've now got a business called FizzWorks that is, an offshoot to the original mothership, the accounting practice. And we work with lots of accounting firms around Australia and New Zealand on FizzDocs, which was our sort of first product. Fuse charts, and more recently, again, through client demand and frustration, we've launched a digital signing platform called Fuse Sign.
And then they all tie in together. So obviously Fuse Docs being the core element of it.
Yeah,
and
that's
where does that fit in? Like what's its role in, what is the gap that it's filling?
Yeah, so the collation of an annual package of financial statements and tax returns was the pain point we had. That is generally where FuseDoc starts. So if you've got a practice management system and a document management system, regardless of what that is, think of FuseDocs as the middleman between those bits of technology that utilizes the information in those systems to do a task for you. So the common application, the way a firm might be doing it now, they might have Myob AE with the document management, and they are manually pulling together financials and tax returns for a family group, and that might be taking them an hour or more to brand it, to bookmark it, to put in divider pages and to put it in the order for that family group, do a letter. That is the part that FuseDocs has taken and turned into about a five-minute task.
Okay.
So think of, we have Fuse as a little robot. It's the automation robot that sits inside your practice and connects with the systems that you need it to connect to do that task for you. So instead of using a manual PDF tool, PDF manager. A lot of mild practices would be using, this eliminates the need to open up, save into PDF. FuseDocs will automatically convert Word, Excel, documents into PDFs and give us a client-ready bundle without us having to interact with it at all.
There it goes, ready to go. And then obviously the add-on to that is the Fuse Sign bit, send it out, request the signatures, electronic.
Right.
And track it, which is really
And I guess so the annual collation is one repetitive function in an accounting practice that for every client, every year, you need to do the same thing. So why not have technology do that and leave us for the human parts of our job, which is the fun bit? There are probably five or six other very repetitive functions in an accounting practice, like BASs, so GST, super funds, engagement letters, client checklists.
Yeah.
If you can do that process once, if I was looking over somebody's shoulder and watching what they were doing for that very repetitive task, that is how we tell Fewstops to do that task for them.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time that it needs to happen, you just open Fewstops and have it do it.
And make it do its thing.
It does its thing. Yep. Because it's very repetitive. If you were doing it for one client, you're likely to be doing it the same way.
The same way.
Yeah. Yeah. And for a big practice, that drives really good consistency.
Yep.
So you might have a 10-partner practice, 10 teams, 10 different ways of working.
Yep.
Technology doesn't allow you to create variations. So not only the efficiency of creating something, but the consistency of the output. And even the review process and the shuffling backwards and forwards of checking things before they're going to a client, all of that's eliminated with our inbuilt workflow. Yep. The few sign ones are an interesting one because in the period of last year, many years prior, lots of our clients were saying, we love how you just get us because as accountants, we are solving their pain points. We're not just building technology because we like it. We're building it to solve a pain point.
Mm, yeah.
The pain point that a lot of them still had was around document signing. So they wanted a way to leverage what Fewstops had already done in terms of creating documents and just give me a button to press it and send it to my clients. So we've now done that. So we've got the ability now with FewSign, which can work very independently of Fewstops. You don't need Fewstops. But what Fewstops does is because it knows who is in a family group, it knows who needs to sign the documents, it's got all the documents there, you literally press a button and it will go out to your client.
And there it goes because it's already pulling that info from the core platform.
Yeah.
And it's flexible enough to integrate with any of the systems. Oh, you mentioned AE, Xero, APS.
Correct. That's right. All of the above. We try to work with technology providers in accounting that everybody are using. So on our website, we've got, the most common applications. So if we've been asked, and we've been asked a number of times, that's something we work towards integration with. But lots of the cloud-based document management systems, the traditional document management systems is where we would interact
with. So they're saving the document somewhere. It'll go off, find it, grab it, do what it needs to do. That's
whether
cool.
it's Windows, whether it's SharePoint, whether it's something, in a document management structure. That's what we've done. And look, we've put a lot of time and energy into the way we've built our digital signing platform. And it's all around making it very easy for an accounting practice to interact with a large family group where there is lots of different documents that need signing. There is lots of different people that are party to those documents. So we've got a patent actually out on the approach to that granular control at a document level. We can nominate who has access to view, not view, or sign a particular document
within the one
in one bundle.
It's a cool interface you showed me. And I was like, why doesn't everybody use this? Like, it's so much easier than DocuSign or the other signing platforms I've seen.
Well, you still got to get them up there. You got to tag your spot.
This is amazing.
We are very excited with what we've done.
I mean, it goes back to what you mentioned. I mean, and we've said it a few times, is the automation is, if you're going to do it more than once, then consider automating it. But the consistency is the key one because you're right. You walk into any organization and everyone's doing something differently, trying to get the same result. But why didn't that work? Why is this working? Automation. And map it out.
And I didn't realize the time it took. I spoke to an accountant 2 weeks ago and he said, I download a Word document, then I need to convert it, then I need to compile it, then I need to find the cover document for our firm so it looks professional. It doesn't just look like, I know my own accountant sometimes sends you stuff, no cover page. I've got to work out where to sign it.
You've explained is exactly what Fewstops has solved.
Awesome. That's good.
It's a very clever bit of technology and probably the best part about it for a practice. You know, large practices can afford to go and create their own tools and whether they should is another thing. But for the smaller and medium-sized firms, they've got access to very customizable sort of bespoke solutions. Does what it needs to do in their practice and connects to their systems without the price tag of developing something yourself from scratch. So, it's really...
And that's the scary part with any of this. And when we talk about those automation and streamline their processes, I think some of the fear around it is, this is going to be expensive and time-consuming and all of the excuses. But at the end of the day, if you can find that, it's about finding the right solution for that gap and I think the Fewstops, that Fewworks platform is where that works really, really well. Yeah, it's pretty
interesting. We've learnt a lot of lessons over the last 5 years in terms of what makes for a successful implementation. And we were talking about this off air before, in terms of having technology, but the right people and process surrounding that. So we do have a very structured and detailed discovery process and implementation process. Yeah, and while it might seem so far reaching for a client to go, oh, that just seems like it's going to take forever, it can all be wrapped up in a week. It's really efficient because we've done it many times and we know what we're doing and we know what best practice looks like. Yeah. And we can also ask the right questions
of the
practice.
Yeah.
But and we empower the champion. So we have champions in a business and it's all about giving the champion the keys to success, so to speak, and making sure that the starting point that we've got is morphed into what they need. As a business. So, yeah, I think having some experience around that change management piece and optimization is really critical when you're implementing technology. And our business is probably not, a cookie cutter off-the-shelf solution. Well, FewSign can be. We're very much happy to hold hands and
You've got to align it to the way they're doing it, things like that. And I think what you said, I mean, the fact that it was born out of a frustration within the accounting practice that you're running, I mean, it makes complete sense. As you say, accounting organisations, whilst they'll all have their own way of doing things, ultimately they've all got a very, very similar process, very, very similar outcomes, requirements, particularly around that compliance space. So, yeah, anything you can automate is going to make it a lot better. And I think one of the things that we always say is automation is not about replacing people either.
No.
So it's not about going in and going, well, we can save those two admin people over there and you don't need them anymore. Well, that's not the objective, because if you can free those two admin people up, it means that you can then get your partners or your accountants to free their time up to go and do the value add, the really value add stuff around that face-to-face clients and what they actually do best.
Absolutely.
I love that. And we have heard firsthand from many people to the admin person that their whole job was all around compliance and collation of documents. Mm-hmm. And they just were overjoyed and thanked us so much at the end of the process. You know, a few months in, this has changed my life.
Yeah.
So what I was doing has now given me the ability, and in his words, he's just up the road from where we are sitting, I can now help the accountants more. I've learnt more. I am helping in the marketing activities. So they're doing stuff on LinkedIn. They're doing some blogs. They're doing events.
Yeah, awesome.
They're doing stuff they weren't doing, and that's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
No one wants to be doing the repetitive stuff. And another client example, well, it was a few months ago now, she rang and said, look, we've implemented FuseDocs for something. We need it to do three other things. Like, we need it for this, this, and this, because I've just had someone come in and resign and say, I've had too much of my day is spent on menial tasks. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm over it. So the partner picked up the phone and said, okay, right, we need FuseDocs for more.
Yeah.
I do not want another case of someone coming in and resigning because their day is too boring.
Yeah, which is fantastic. I mean, that's exactly where technology should be geared.
Yeah.
In that, it's about the people. I mean, there's no people, process, technology. Yeah. We live by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say something, but I completely forgot. So
must have been great.
That or a lie.
So well, that happens every show, guys.
You can't have it perfect.
Oh, no, these shows are far from perfect.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
I love it. It's probably the most enjoyment I get is hearing the. No, well, firstly, I guess it's when somebody looks at what we've got on offer at the first time and go, oh my God, where have you been all my life?
I had that, and I'm not even an accountant.
See, you know what I mean?
I just understand the frustrations because I hear them. Our clients speak about them. And if you ask people what is the pain point, they'll tell you a lot of the time, but it's another thing from knowing, but then actually doing things to change it.
Well, understanding what they can do as well, I think. There's always this, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what's possible.
Yeah, and what is possible. And how do we, education, and that's one of the reasons for this, is about, anything's possible.
How do we share the story?
Anything is possible in that sense. And with technology, I mean, it comes down to time and money to some extent to make things work. But if it's a big enough issue, there'll be a solution that can be done that's going to add value back to the business.
And in every accounting firm, this is an issue. Whether they know it or not, the time people are spending doing these document collation tasks, digital signing is a whole other thing, but the collation of documents, like, it could be solved tomorrow. They just don't know.
Go a step further as well. I mean, they might have someone doing that task and they don't see the value, but how many times have they replaced that person doing the task because that person's had enough of doing that menial job, the cost of recruitment, the cost of retraining, all that sort of stuff. So there is all these underlying hidden costs in not addressing the root of the issue.
The cost too of errors. So you think, oh no, someone can just do that. That person does it. Invariably, there's a mistake. Mm. It goes to the manager. It has to go back for changing. It has to go back to the manager. So the workflow around changing documents, or they're not presenting it in the way they should be for clients because it takes too long. It's, many times I'm like, oh no, we don't do a front cover. Oh no, we would never do a table of contents. That's too hard. Oh no, we don't bookmark.
So you're not giving your client a good experience.
They email it. So we've turned from the traditional, back when I started, a bound set of financials and tax returns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Front cover, divided pages in blue. Yeah.
Lovely
nice
binder.
Yeah. Bag, it took a bit of time. We've turned that into the electronic version of what we used to do. So it's a nice electronic package with all the bells and whistles. What a lot of clients do is they've turned that bound set into an email with about 20 attachments and have their client have to click in and work out what they're doing.
Super overwhelming.
If you're doing that, not only is it not secure, you're giving the client not a really great experience. So FuseDocs converge it all together, identify a separate signing pack, upload it to FuseSign, away you go.
That's right. And at the end of the day, that's what people and clients and consumers want is they want speed and experience.
Yeah.
That's it. It's all, and again, it's just everything's about time is my take.
Yeah.
So everything we do or want in life is really about how do I make more effective use of my time. I mean, I think we mentioned Uber. That's how it started.
Yeah.
That was it. There was how do I get a taxi faster?
Yep.
It was just the play is time. It's nothing else.
Absolutely.
It's as an accounting practice, you want to stand out. You want to stand out from the crowd. And this year has shown, people that stood up and were so active and had the best level of client experience. It's all about that client experience.
It is. So that's how you differentiate.
Save time in your practice and also give your client the best experience. Yep. Then you're winning.
Because accounting, it's a very, I suppose, moving to that very commoditized service in that sense, at the compliance level, it's every accountant can do compliance in that sense, but it's how well is it perceived by the client as to the retention on that.
And, the price pressure. So, you've got to produce something, you've got compliance tasks. They often don't realize there's quite a bit of work involved in preparing financials and tax returns and lots of the legislation around certain things that the client doesn't actually get.
No.
So they get a tax return and go, well, that shouldn't take them long.
Yeah.
If you can give that a bit more polish, at no cost, then they're getting going, oh, that's actually a
perceived value.
It is totally perceived value.
And value is only ever perceived in that sense. And what pain is it solving and how does it make me feel when I've finished that process?
And how easy is it to interact with my accountant?
Correct,
Because they've given me stuff in a logical order and, simply I can quickly sign it, return it. And then the other side is the accountant's getting a really great experience because they know everything that's out, it's at, is it back. And that's where,
The follow-up. And that's what it is. I mean, it's one thing, and in our business, it's one of the things we do is that follow-up because you can send some reminder. We know that they're busy and they're not going to get to it. So it's if we don't follow that up, then it's actually on us for not getting that outcome. And I think accounting is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might send me my BAS and it needs to be signed and lodged by the – what is it? It was yesterday, I think. And if I haven't done it, well, obviously that's my responsibility, but if my accountant then emails me and said, Tom, this hasn't come back, and you go, oh, wow, okay.
How proactive is that?
Correct, and that's what you want, I think.
And
it's
traditionally
that's what I want.
Like the corporate compliance model. So you'd have an annual review, would go out for signing, and you have to pay ASIC to review whatever it is now.
Yeah.
And then it was just forgotten.
I can't tell you how many times I've got
an extra charge. Yeah. So technology now through automation, like, you know, BGL, that's all automated now. So you've got the reminder going out, it happens, you pay it, you don't get the late fees. So automation has helped in many, many ways.
Yeah, I agree. And that's right. Yeah. But that's the experience. I mean, as an accounting firm, it's about, well, I know that there's going to be a late lodgement fee or whatever it is if the client hasn't done it. And if they can be proactive and automate all that, and it just, it is, it's about that experience. That's cheaper
to automate that task and have the system handle that
than
having a person going, which one have I done?
Correct. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
and I love Excel.
All accounts have it.
it's crucial in, it's got so much functionality. You don't need it for everything.
No, we don't want to use it for everything. Correct. Even though it can, just because it can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty key because you go into a lot of businesses, accounting or otherwise, and the amount of businesses that are run on an Excel spreadsheet scares me. And it might not be from a financial, but operationally run on a spreadsheet.
Like the task of work planning.
Yeah.
Most practices would be pulling that out into a spreadsheet and trying to manipulate.
Who's doing what, where.
So you've got the data in your system. Use that.
Well, we've done some interesting integrations with some clients in that purely that task management, even from an accounting perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the admin team and the partners who are, I need this done and that done, and they're trying to manage it in their email or in task lists or whatever. So we've used even technology like SharePoint and Planner to automate that process, assign the task, track it. It's all there.
It's all visible.
Everyone can see it. And that's the key. It's about you've got all this information. How do you make it more available and make it more functional throughout the business? Because I think you touched on one of the other ones you had was the that ties into the likes of AE's database for the task management side, the job management.
Yeah, Fuse tools.
So we do a lot of work, I guess, with a practice that, you know, again, identifying gaps. And I'm not a believer of you throw everything out and start again. Some practices, you know, you might need to revisit things from the ground up, but quite often you've got a practice management, document management system working really well. You've just got a couple of little gaps. And one of those gaps is often, I mean, there's obviously the Fuse docs can tie into anything, but around workflow and job management and planning and giving you some tools to enable you to, you know, leverage the data in the system. So what we have with our work planning sort of connector, it enables us to interrogate the database. The data's all there already. We know every single client has got a job allocated. We know who's allocated to it. What you might not know is when does it need to be done? How do I manage that? What's the capacity of my firm if I wanted to look at 12 months on a page? So we've got some work planning tools that use the data and just give it to you in the way you want to see it.
Because that's the key thing is that all these businesses have that data. It's all there. It's how you unlock it.
And some of it, you know, might be a little bit rough around the edges in terms of the data. But, you know, our practice might say to us, you know, if they were looking at FuseDocs automation, you can't automate a shambles.
So it's like the data.
If you've got a shambles, how does a person understand that shambles, let alone a computer? So it's trying to just have the foundations right in your database, your structure, your document naming protocols, your job management, your allocating a person to a job, all of that. Like, that's not rocket science. It's just having good core
basic practice, and if you can get that right, you can do so much with the data. Yeah, correct.
Yeah,
data is only good as it is entered. And same as a process. We always say is don't automate your existing process. Document it first. Do it manually first. Make sure it's as efficient as possible manually, because you'll identify all the gaps. Then you can automate it. Because if you go and automate a process that's not working now, you're just gonna have a lot more rubbish going through.
I agree. We have that example all the time. A client might say, I want to ignore everything I've done in the past. You show us what is best practice and what is the way forward.
Which is very refreshing because that doesn't happen all the time. This is how we do it. Well, why do you do it that way? Because we've always done it that way. Well, can we do it this way? No, we've always done it that way. Well, is that getting you the best outcome? Well, I don't know. Well, let's just have a look.
You sound very similar to me in that you need to challenge and push back on someone wanting to to change the same way.
Yeah.
So if you've got some experience, you know how something could be done so much better because your experience with other clients that you work with, then you need to be advocating for that.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
We will push the boundaries and try to have somebody understand that there might be a better way.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got to treat it.
Oh, look, and also, but I think there's a lot of I think people at the end of the day like that. That's what they're expecting when they're engaging with the likes of yourself and us. It's well, I just at least question why we're doing things.
And knowledge transfer becoming more and more open, I think, which is really cool.
Yeah, which is good. But
a lot of people that do the same things you or use technology that you do or, just any – and accounting, generally accountants do it quite well in terms of, there's competition out there, but at the end of the day, it's your relationship with your client. Yep, so your processes and your systems share, talk to each other, and you'll learn from that. And, I find it's quite an open industry.
Yeah, which is good. And I think that's how it led us down this rabbit hole, so to speak, in that
about
6 or 8 months ago, we sort of stood back and, well, it was during the COVID period, stood back and looked at, well, how are our clients working? Where are they fitting? And it turned out that a lot of them were in that accounting and financial services space, and we just started going deeper and deeper and going, okay, well, there are a lot of gaps in here. How can we, as their partner, and traditionally we're just seen as the guys who fix the computers, good, bad, or indifferent, but we're trying to change that in the perspective of, well, once you've got that foundation right, then it's the stuff you can do on top. That's the cool stuff. And and working with the likes of FuseDocs and the other systems out there is going, well, there are the gaps. This is how your business is going to get much better, much more effective. The reality is it's not that costly to make significant improvements once you've got that foundation right. And it all builds off that.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. That's good.
What do you think the future sort of holds, the next 5 years of accounting? Because we've been looking at it thinking there's massive change happening. Yeah. And how do firms sort of keep up with that? How do they embrace that? We're a big advocate of not just changing for the sake of change. We're big about that. So understand your process, understand your business, and then make decisions off that.
Mm. Yeah. I'm with you on that. I'm definitely not a don't change for the sake of it. And look, I probably think over the last couple of years, there's been lots of talk about change and move to cloud systems. Mm. And, now having some experience in the technology part of our industry, rather than just being an accountant demanding things, I kind of get the perspective from the other side that it's hard to build technology quickly to solve the pain points. Mm, yeah. So it doesn't happen overnight. So what we're probably experiencing at the moment is there's lots of talk around changes in the industry and changes in technology that might not have, met the expectation of the industry.
Yeah.
So I think people are holding still for the moment to just see what is going to unfold in the next 5 years. And I don't think we really know. It'll be definitely, and we've seen in the last 6 months, a real move and a transition towards cloud-based systems.
Okay, yeah.
But what a lot of people don't realise is it doesn't have to be cloud every time, no question. It's all about using the technology where it's based. Like everyone uses Word and Excel. Hmm. That's an app.
Yeah.
A desktop app.
Yeah.
So I think it's just there will be a shift towards cloud, and I don't think it's just because for cloud purposes. It's for flexibility.
Yeah.
To be able to work anywhere at any time. We use Slack channel. That's a desktop app.
Yep.
In our office, we use Trello. Again, use it from anywhere, so interaction. So I think there'll be more of these collaboration types of tools to enable us to work differently. And probably the other thing in the accounting industry at the moment, it's really hard to find good people.
Yes.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. All the time.
So people are screaming out for process and technology because there isn't the people here to do some of those tasks. So they're promoting from within. They're challenging people to do things that they might not have previously done, and they're really struggling. There's a bit of a price war on good talent. Particularly in the last 6 months, which COVID, that surprises me that it's ended up, it's actually we've really won as an industry.
Absolutely.
Can't keep going up and
can't
up.
Can't keep going but up. But that would be a lot from we're just not getting the people in from overseas as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And also the demand and the higher workload.
Yeah, okay.
In terms of supporting Compliance around JobKeeper and all of that flow on, which has pushed then all the lodgements out. And I think a lot of people use this year to take stock of where they're at and look at technology to help them going forward. We get the people thing's a big issue, and probably the other thing I think in the next 5 years, apart from the flexibility, it'll be what that new day looks like. What is the what hybrid working arrangement is going to really going to be
fitting,
because I know a lot of return to the office, obviously we have periods of little lockdowns like we've just had in Port Melbourne today.
Yeah, just gone in for another 7 days.
We're just, what is that new normal? And what have we learned in the last year that we can take with us, which, Zoom calls, not jumping on a plane every 5 minutes, more interaction rather than on the telephone. It's actually face-to-face. So there's these things that we'll take with us.
Yeah.
But it's the shift towards, is it 2 days in the office, 3 days at home, or is it 1 day, or is it more flexibility? And I think firms are really just trying to navigate that, and that'll be, in 5 years' time, hopefully, we're through the worst of where we're at right now, and people have got this great new normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of opportunity across technology and the way we work.
Where do you think the ATO, they're making a lot of strides towards this digitisation and pushing things out, paperless, all that.
Yep, they are, and that's only going to be a great
thing.
It will help, and that's all around. Obviously they've got lots of, there's lots of paperwork and hurdles for them to get through in terms of, there's privacy, there's how we interact with our accounting practices, how we interact with our end user client. But all of that's all towards the digitisation and making it easier for the accounting firm to interact. It's easier for the client, ultimately better for the industry. So, I think all of that's very positive.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's good.
Question I did have, people struggle with where to start when it comes to technology. We get that a lot. People get overwhelmed. How do you manage that, and how do you sort of help, I suppose, people when you come from a unique position where you were an accountant that has now solved the problem for yourself, which is kind of cool. So you probably saw it from that side. And the overwhelming nature. I'm just curious to understand.
Yeah, completely.
That.
That's probably got a couple of answers. The way we can help is probably twofold. We've got, when you're in the trenches, in the detail of a practice, you don't have time to sometimes, or you don't make the time to stop and think about a better way. You just keep doing some things the same way, whether that's at a team member level or a partner level, or you don't create time in someone's day and make it a role that they're the, process improvement champion or the, business transformation manager. And we're seeing a lot of these names titles thrown around now. So that is changing a bit, but you actually need to make it a bit of a priority, a person that's in control of doing that. So that's kind of a suggestion at that level. Don't make it just about the chargeable hours and the budget expectation. Carve out someone's day, whether it's one afternoon a week or whatever that looks like in your business, to make time for just listening to podcasts like this, thinking about opportunities, thinking about smart ways of working. Have something on the big whiteboard. If I could do this differently, or what's frustrating me, so get the ideas out there from the get go. But the way we generally help is a firm, and we talked about this before. They don't know where to start, or they don't know what's possible, or they don't even know if what they're doing is the wrong way of doing things. So we run it's kind of a four quadrant approach to helping a firm identify opportunities in their practice, and we call it an infuse review. Okay. It's complimentary. It's literally, 20, 30 minutes on a phone call or in person where we ask a series of questions to an accounting firm, partner, team member, etc., or a group of people, and we break a business down into four areas. So it is getting work in, getting work done, getting work out, and getting more work. So, in those four areas, with a couple of questions under each, you can identify pretty quickly if they're frustrated by some areas of their business. Like, a question might be, do you have trouble interacting with clients, for signing, or are you struggling to get stuff back? Again, we've got something we can solve that. But then it's other things, that we don't solve, but we know there are other things out there that do solve that. Like, how do you handle all your ATO correspondence?
Mm.
Or are you frustrated by that task? Or are you not getting new clients? Or are you struggling getting the right information in to process a job efficiently? Like, a checklist. There's probably 20 or 30 questions, and it just helps them see the potential for automation or opportunity. Whether it goes any further or not, but it's a really good starting point. So that's what I would do. We ask questions.
Yep.
They can ask themselves questions, and it might be get everyone in the room. Don't just rely on the partner.
Get
everyone in the room and say, if you could change one thing, and we like to say, if you could wave your magic wand and change something tomorrow, what would that be?
Yep.
If you ask 20 people in a business that,
you
get 20 great answers.
Absolutely. Ask questions. Yeah. Love it. That's cool.
All about the questions.
Future, back to Fuse. What's the future roadmap? What are the next things Fuse is coming up
with? We are doing more with some of the tools we've got.
Yep.
So Fuse Sign is probably the one that's getting a lot of attention at the moment, and it's getting lots of noise in the industry. Digital signing is escalating considerably across lots of industries, and there's more awareness and there's more, leniency in legislation, and it's becoming more readily accessible and usable necessary because clients are wanting easier communication. So that's the area we're putting a lot of time and attention into. So we're growing, I guess, the features and enhancements based on client feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been in the market for about 9 months. It has come ahead in leaps and bounds, all through our clients interacting with us and asking us, if only it could do this.
Can it do this?
What about this? And we take all of that on board, and that's how we build.
Well, that's the best way to build a platform.
Yeah.
And we even have clients, and we've got Paul Meaton in Lincoln's won't mind me saying this, but he has said to us, we loved being part of the initial part of that because we've now got software into like how we want to be. So we just want clients to be part of the journey. We have open discussions, we have feedback, we have beta programs, and what you see today is not going to be what it's going to be tomorrow. Our weekly release cycle is sort of it's getting really
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now Fuse Docs now.
It's our baby. It's our baby, and that's only going to get better. And it's all about, for us as well, connecting the dots with other technologies.
Yep.
So we've got our integration with BGL coming for digital signing soon. Again, it's about giving a practice one signing solution across everything they use. So how can we work with others to do that more?
Get that in
just
place.
More easily. Yep. So that's where we're mostly putting our attention. But look, tomorrow's another day and we might have another great idea and it might be a product again in another 9 months. Never say never.
That's cool. Yeah. Open mind. That's amazing.
It's been awesome.
Insight. Yeah, really, really good insight. So thank you so much for coming on. How do people find you, I suppose?
They can call me directly. So Fuse Works, we've got a website.
We'll post all this.
Fuse.work. I'm Melissa at Fuse.work. You can reach out anytime. Call us. You can book it online as well.
Excellent. Any
time to have a chat. Very open to have conversations.
If you're not using it or haven't heard it, give Melissa a call because I think it'll change your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the signing platform, you got to get the demo. It's very good. I was wowed by it. So,
thank you.
No, awesome. Well, thank you, Melissa, for coming in. It's been an excellent chat. It's been great to have you here. And
I can see Melissa coming on again.
I'm here for the cake. They just put cake in front of me.
And Tim Tams.
Special day today.
Thank you very much. Very, very happy to be part of conversations and love being in this industry.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Modern Workplace Hacks podcast. Hope you got some value. We'd really love for you to subscribe to the podcast or follow us on YouTube and LinkedIn. Look forward to bringing you some more episodes soon.